The latest struggles in Syria have refugees wondering, what's next? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When you're affected by circumstances completely out of your control, it's a helpless feeling. But there is hope. From the Middle East to Africa, we've got stories from ministries who are serving the refugees. So stay tuned to find your place in the story. After the Syrian government used chemical weapons on their own people, the United States led an airstrike on Syria's alleged chemical weapons facilities late last week. Now, in this conflict, a lot of attention is on the national players and the country leaders. However, there are others who are outside of the spotlight who are also deeply affected. Tom Adama with Heart for Lebanon says their ministry team serves Syrian refugees in Lebanon. He says,
they've become more anxious and a little bit more in desperate despair, if I can word it that way. The questions they're asking our team are, does this mean we'll never be able to go back home?
As the Heart for Lebanon staff field these questions from Syrian refugees and offer aid, the gospel becomes an important message of hope.
We deal a lot with the emotions of the Syrian refugees and the trauma that is, but we do our trauma counseling based on the Word of God.
Adama says they're seeing Muslim refugees from Syria come to Christ by hundreds and find comfort in His Word. So as you pray today, please remember this ministry to Syrian refugees. And Adama says,
obviously we need to pray for peace in Syria. It's 7.5 years, and it doesn't look like peace is any closer than it was 7 years ago.
Next, at least two churches in Pakistan were attacked over the weekend. The first attack happened in the city of Quetta, which is part of the Balochistan province. It's an area known for unrest and religious extremism. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
gunmen on motorcycles opened up fire on Christian worshipers as they were exiting the worship services on Sunday.
The attack didn't target any one individual in particular, but rather the Christian congregation as a whole. Allen says it's feasible that this attack is a follow-up from the recent threat of Christian genocide in the region. The threat came earlier this month when a family riding in a rickshaw was also attacked and killed by gunmen.
The second attack was arson in Lahore, Pakistan. And so there's just charred remains of a church in that city when Bibles and other contents in the church that would have been combustible were set ablaze in hopes of destroying the whole church.
Yet in spite of the attacks, Allen says God is at work in Pakistan. People are spiritually hungry, and many of them are turning to Christ. Pray for the Christians in Pakistan, for their creativity and wisdom when engaging in ministry, and for encouragement. Pray for perseverance and protection. We're sharing more of the how-tos at missionnews.org. And Bethany Christian Services President Chris Pulaski recently went to Ethiopia to check on some of their programs. He says,
I got to see some of the programs that we're doing to, well, first of all, help keep families together. So helping fathers and mothers get more income so they don't have to give up their kids, that they can afford to raise them. I also saw AIDS orphans that were being taken care of, but they were being adopted out in country to churches.
Bethany is also starting to expand their work to refugees coming from South Sudan. More than 300,000 people have fled to Ethiopia. And Pulaski says 25,000 are unaccompanied minors. They have no support, no family to help them, and nowhere to go.
We are now starting up programming or a partnership with the United Nations to help take care of those kids, those youth, to make sure that they get in a good home, that they're cared for properly in those homes, and then also making sure that they have access to services like basic education, clean food, water, and kind of the life-saving stuff.
As Bethany works with refugee children and families, they're sharing the love of Jesus and what motivates their work. Ethiopia is currently going through a transition in leadership. Pray that this won't affect Bethany's work, and pray for the growth of the refugee program. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? So the need for prayer for this population is immense. This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will not only explain more, but also help you to pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.